Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
I would really like to encourage that we get some kind of a legal opinion on the question of what we do, how an amending of the bylaws would impact the previous terms and when they end and so on and so forth.
Well, I'll give you one right now.
Are you a lawyer?
Yes. I don't think you can shorten somebody's term because they have won that election, so I think you'd have a serious problem there. I think you possibly could extend those, although somebody might complain you'd have to look this up carefully, but I think pretty much you can give people more you can't take away from something they've already won in an election, generally.
But I just want to be sure that if we have our elections after November, because we don't want to conflict with typical November elections, are we violating the bylaws by giving them a longer term?
Well, the bigger problem that we'd be violating the bylaws is our bylaws talk about when people have to be sworn in and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And those things would run into each other if we waited till November. So those would have to be changed because people have to be sworn in December, and then they have to be ready to pick their people for the PND in January. So there's a whole line of things that happen around there. That's why the elections are done and started in October, supposed to be finished by the end of November.
One other thing, and that is that I would like to encourage all of you to think about the question of whether or not the specificity of some of this stuff belongs in the bylaws or whether or not Pacifica should have special rules which have different amending qualities to them and also standing rules which have even more lenient amending qualities to them. And we probably all should read Roberts about both.
No. Well, that's a very, if I may, Ted, you've certainly set us a large task here.
Well, no, if you need to, you know, be insomnia some night, just do it.
There you go.
Read Roberts.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Frankly, the more I hear about the bylaws convention, the more I'm thinking that
I've
that
got enough IRS regulations to put me to sleep real fast.
I'm thinking that the bylaws itself is the problem, the timing of it. And
maybe
that should be put off until after the next round of elections and after the national election and so on. Otherwise, it raises all these questions that Ted has raised. Well, now, if we can move along,
okay.
I'm looking at the next item.
Well, wait,
that
has to be challenged. I'm sorry, but the National Board did vote to set, I think, March of next year or some specific time next year for a bylaws convention, and I think the bylaws we currently operate under mandate a bylaws convention at some point in time in the future, and I think the maximum deadline is next year, so I don't think it can be put off.
Can I just, Mary Berg, speak to that briefly, one sentence? I am involved in that bylaws convention thing, and the starting date has already had to be postponed, and it'll probably have to be postponed yet again. So I think, Carolyn, that you're probably right. And as far as I know, the PNB can change those dates. It was a thing that those dates were adopted by resolution, and they can revisit the issue. They were not part of the bylaws. They were in a decision that was made, I believe, last October. Now, I do have the text of it all, but not right in front of me. So, and the bylaws, I think that we have to work closely with the bylaws convention people because they were talking about the idea maybe, if in fact the bylaws convention would have to get postponed that way, that the election, what are the possibilities of getting the election procedure revised without having amending the bylaws as a whole, and some people seem to feel that was doable. So I'm just, that's all I'm saying before we move on.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
This is Ted again.
One last time, Ted.
Yeah, we gotta.
We need to move along.
I wanted to bring up the issue of whether the bylaws convention should be delayed or not, then I'll speak to it. But I don't want somebody to say, boy, it should be delayed, and that not go unchallenged. I think it's an issue that needs to be discussed.
Sure. I didn't mean to imply that it wouldn't.
That's true. All right. The next item is the report to the PNB. I guess LeBron and I will probably work on that if LeBron is agreeable to get a report up. But those I listed, let me read the issues that I think we should cover in a report. And that is, number one, the issues that we consider to date. And that includes the relationship between the supervisors, national and local, and management and members. That's not A and B, that's really all A. The relationship between supervisors, management, and the members, local and national supervisors. B, financing the election. C, oversight of the elections, that's local and national oversight, who and how and so on. D, the calendar, the timeline that we've been discussing. E, the database integrity, the question of an audit and so on. And F, network-wide procedures and local procedures, the same or different locally and nationally. And the second set of issues that I thought to include in a report would be our subcommittee and task force, not sure what we're calling ourselves, descriptions and our goals. In other words, the resolution implementation committee and the job description. We haven't even begun to touch that and what we expect to do and when we expect to have that. And then the last thing would be our motion re our own status. I would end any report with a motion. Is there anything else that you think should be included in a report to the CMB?
I don't disagree with the things you put in there. I think that we need maybe put the status of the committee up at the top instead of at the bottom.
Put
them on notice that we think we've got them. We'll put it to let them know we think we need to be ongoing because there's things to do.
Is that what you meant by status, Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that's a good point.
That's a good
begin
point.
Begin with that. Is there anything else we can do to explain how important our committee is and what kind of work we have to do?
I think that this is Lauren. I think I'm maybe this is in here. Your relationship between supervisors and management and members, and also I think we really talked about the requirements and the criteria. The requirements are set there for the national election supervisor. The requirements, the criteria.
The job description and requirements. Yeah.
I think if I expand 6.2, the subcommittee. Description of what that subcommittee was supposed to do, which was a serious job descriptions. On national, that would be included in there. Is that all right?
It would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Descriptions and then goals and then whatever, you know, status report for whatever they've accomplished at that point.
All right, so they work up the draft and send it around for people to look at.
All right, Carolyn, it's Richard. I have a couple other suggestions.
Please.
I think it needs to start with a preface that talks about how the last election came off much, much rougher and unsatisfactorily to huge numbers of listener sponsors than the first election. We had lesser people voting. The less people voted. The ballots didn't get out on time. The procedures were done contrary to several of the recommendations of the previous election committee. They didn't first class mail. They didn't. You can make a laundry list of a bunch of things that happened, and I can help you with that if you want, but I won't do it right now. But just that set a tone. I mean, I know when I was out campaigning for the last month of the election, after any time late October, the first question I got from anybody I talked to wherever I was, standing around handing out my leaflets and talking about the election and the issues was, where's my ballot?
Right.
I'm not kidding you.
That's totally true.
Everybody's going, where's the ballots? What the hell's going on? And then the dates kept changing.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going to be out by such and such date. Then they were going to be out, the ending date was going to be this date. And then it was going to be this date. And then it was going to be this date. And then the last thing was you could come in that day and get a ballot and you didn't have one. And, it was like, it was just crazy.
Yes.
And set a tone that was demoralizing to our democratic process and to a lot of our people out there thinking, this is a bunch of incompetent people and how to do anything right. And that's not the kind of atmosphere we need as a community radio station that's saying, you know, we're trying to develop a democratic process. We need to make things, you know, we can do it better than these people in Ohio or Florida, you know? So I think we need to have a preface because it was pitiful. I mean, it was really demoralizing for those of us that were involved listening to all the people. I probably talked to 2,000 people person to person during the election process. Mm-hmm. And the last 3 weeks was just... Mm-hmm. People were angry, upset, disillusioned. Mm-hmm. You know, why do I send my money and they don't send me a ballot? You know, those questions were just abounding like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so. And so instead of the topic being, gee, who should I vote for? What issues are important? It was a functional issue, a procedural issue that had everybody hung up, which demoralized a lot of people about the whole process.
That's true.
And that's why I think the ballot numbers were so below. I mean, the previous election, we had 5,400 votes in Berkeley. In this last one, it was 3,300.
Mm-hmm.
So we lost 2,200 people voting. You know, that's pitiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good point, Richard.
Well, I should agree.
Point of information here. LaVon, do you happen to recall how many minutes committee reports are allotted at the PNB?
How many
for the reports, no. In fact, let me bring that up. I did see an agenda here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw something from Fatty, so let me see if I can
see. There's an agenda?
Yeah, my God, really?
It's a miracle.
You sure it's this meeting or last year's?
Sorry. <Next day.
laughs> That's not a pretty thing to say, is
sorry,
it?
Sorry, Patty, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, you're not.
Big mouth.
It's just a shame.
Carolyn, I'd like
to... Well, may I just say at the last meeting, we ran out of time and they tried to shove all the committee meetings with like 3 to 5 minutes apiece.
Okay, that's the kind of answer I needed to know.
Right, that's good.
I'll work on that. Mm-hmm. Richard, you wanted to say something?
Oh, this is Ted.
Ted. Mm-hmm.
I think we need to make the national board aware of the fact that we... didn't know how to proceed tonight vis-a-vis the question of quorum, and it's probably a problem that they need to give us some guidance on, not just for this committee, but for all of these committees. And the second point I wanted to make is that here in Houston, and I would like to know if it's the case across the country, during this last fund drive, they talked about the fact that if you pay money, you can become a member of Pacific, and it gives you a right to vote, whereas in this fund drive, it had really no application to any election since we don't have one this year. And in both previous elections, they were, during the fund drives, very reluctant to tell people that you can become a member either by money or by volunteering hours. They were saying, if we tell people you can volunteer hours, we'll lose our source of funding, not recognizing that human energy is what sweat equity and may have even greater value than $35 that people might pay.
Well, that's a good point. I noticed that at BAI too. They were not mentioning volunteering because they felt they needed the money, and I do think that's misleading because if there's a vote between elections, for instance, a recall vote, people will have to be members in order to take part in any sort of assembly that requires their vote. So I do think that's a good point. We need to emphasize the directions that go out on the air.
One comment, this is Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That practice also demonstrates a very serious class bias. People with money can vote. People without don't get the vote.
That's right. When you mean by downplaying the volunteer?
Yes, absolutely.
I was distressed at that. People were not encouraged to volunteer, and they were not reminded that they could get membership by volunteering very often. I didn't hear it very much. Well, good point. All right. I think then I will do a draft on that item and send it around for editing and approval. And if we can move along, the next issue then is the Election Rescue Act.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the motion. I put that mm-hmm. in the file section.
And you said
that
it
is a motion that was brought to the PNB, and which the PNB.
Oh, that's the WBAI motion?
That's right, the WBAI Election Rescue Act. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know what it is. Go ahead. I just know the name.
Yes, mm-hmm. there's a lot of whereases and a lot of appendices, but mm-hmm. Let me read the motion itself, if I may. Is there a reason to read it without the whereases, which explain the rationale?
How many people have never seen this before?
Or any of that, but I'd be happy to hear the end of it, and if I need clarification, we can go back to the whereases.
Well, maybe the best thing to do is, Carolyn, mm-hmm. point of order, how many people have read this before?
I have. Nobody else?
Through it.
I have.
Two?
Yeah. I did.
Heidi, I assume, since she wrote it.
I do believe I looked over it at the PNP mm-hmm. meeting, but not since.
Mm-hmm. Well, then
I did.
You have
well, that five or six.
Everybody has them, so it'd be good, to read it. I don't know if you need to read all the whereases, but maybe
well,
start
the
with
basis
what
of it is. I'll read the introduction and then the motion, and we can go back to the whereases if you need it. This motion requests that the PNB set aside the results of the November 2004 LSB staff election at WBAI because of a deliberate and consistent failure on the part of both station and management and the election supervisors to follow the election procedures mandated by the Pacifica bylaws, the Pacifica National Board, and the California Corporate Code. And then there's a list of particulars. And we jump to results on the second page. One, that the results of the WBAI staff election are declared null and void, and a new staff election will be conducted. Two, that the WBAI LSB staff members that were seated on the WBAI LSB prior to the November election are hereby reinstated and shall remain on the LSB until a new election takes place and is certified. Three, that all votes conducted by the WBAI-LSB after the new WBAI staff representatives were seated are nullified until ratified by the BAI-LSB after the prior term staff representatives are reinstated. Four, that the vote for officers of the BAI-LSB that was conducted at the meeting of December 15, 2004, where the new staff members participated, is hereby nullified, and the new election of officers shall be conducted as soon as possible with the participation of the prior term LSB staff members. And five, that the election of new directors to the PNB, the WBAI LSB, shall not proceed until a new staff election is conducted. In the meantime, the directors shall remain seated on the PNB. And six, that a special election supervisor shall be appointed to conduct a special election for the staff delegates to the WBAI LSB, and a special election supervisor shall create a new and valid list of staff members eligible to vote based on the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and the BAI collective bargaining agreement definitions to use in the special election. The BAI general manager is hereby directed to provide the special election supervisor with every assistance requested in order to create and validate the BAI Pacifica staff membership list. The status of each staff member is to be determined by a method developed by the special election supervisor with the approval of the PNB. The special election supervisor shall oversee the special election and certify the results to the PNB using the Pacifica Foundation bylaws as the guidance to conduct the special election. Timelines for the special election may be changed with PNB approval. And it is signed by members of the board and others. Alex Steinberg, Carolyn Burden, Paul DiRienzo, Gail Blaze, Richard Reimers, Linda Zeises, Patty Hesley, Stephen Brown, Jamie Ross, Pat Logan, Dr. Lawrence Rumsted, Alice Shields, Mitchell Cohen, and Luann Panessi. And then there are four pages of appendices, five pages, six pages of appendices to that. Now, if I may, what this does effectively is put into an act what should have been done for the election in the first place. If you go back to the resolutions and recommendations, the staff list should have been created just the way this motion demands that it be done anew, and it was not done. So that's one of the problems. Number two, the audit procedure on that table of amended resolutions explains this.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to speak to this? It is a motion that was sent to us by the PMB, and we need to address it.
I would like to ask that we go from New York to Washington to Houston to Berkeley to L.A. and hear each person's, give each person from each city an opportunity to say what they have to say, and then we can go forward. If people want to pass, they can pass.
Well, sounds like a good procedure.
Yeah.
Anybody object to that? Since I'm from New York, I'll take New York last. How's that? Maybe we can start. Mary, would you like to begin and we can go around?
Well, I'll pass for the moment.
You'll pass.
I'm just trying to look at my copy of this that I know you sent. And now where the heck is it? I know I had it. So... let's go to the next.
Patty Heffley?
Oh, for me to speak now?
Would you like to do that, or do you want to pass?
Well,
your name's on here. Maybe you should go either first or last. Which would you
No, prefer? I'll go later.
All right. Melinda?
I'm passed. I'm going to wait and see what others have to say.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Richard?
They always talk when you guys have all passed up something, you know, in terms of making an argument to the jury, they always talk about the rule of primacy. Whoever gets to speak first has the best chance of convincing people.
Then you can go first.
So I'll
go for it, Richard.
Yeah, go for it.
Anyway, we'll all have plenty of time to talk about this, I'm sure, but I think that the concept is proper because I feel that, you know, it says it right in the local election supervisor's report that they didn't have a properly audited list. And when I was in New York, I talked to a variety of people about the situation, and it's clear that nobody really knew about various different circumstances, about some people that got the vote and some people that didn't get the vote, and staff groups and so forth. So I think there's a serious problem there in terms of, the Floridization of that staff election, if you want to call it that. But I do see a problem given the amount of time that's gone by with some of the things that they wanted to do. I think all the things about reversing everything and holding everything in abeyance would have been appropriate if this would have been addressed right after the election. I think at this point I would say there should be a new election because those are 3-year terms, but I think I would be more inclined to keep the status quo in place until, you know, to bring back all the old people and put them in place, it would be, I don't know, I think that'd make it very hard to get it passed.
Who left? Well,
All right, that's a good point. You think there should be a new election, you say?
Yes.
And
they should get an audited list and have an election, and because they're 3-year terms. I mean, it's not like it's going to happen again next year. But I just think that we need to relook at some of the provisions of that motion given the amount of time that's gone by.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who else is on the list here?
Maybe that's the mediator in me talking. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like what's more likely to make sense.
What do you see is, I'm a little confused about what you see as the results of a new election. What happens to the people who, to replace
of course.
Everybody?
Well, if you have a new election, the staff people that ran, you know, they're replaced, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what that says is, in the interim, if we decide to do it in the interim, we put back in the old people to take those positions until such time as the election's held.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, a real problem at this late date.
Right. Okay, I understand. Ken?
Boy, I didn't realize that the National Board threw this to us. I feel at a very strong disadvantage in that I am not in a position to hear testimony from those who didn't agree with this petition. I don't have enough questions answered. For instance, was this a vote of the local? Did the local station board vote on this matter, and then it was passed on to the PNB and then sent to us? Or was this just a group of people who signed a petition?
How was this presented to the PNB? I do not recall.
This is Patty.
Patty? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we had a... it came up as a motion there. I forget if we were setting up committees or there was a place for some business or something. It's unclear to me, and of course we don't have the minutes. But I did read that in its entirety, at least the resolved, maybe the whole thing.
Ted, I don't know whether you're talking National Board or...
National Board in January in Los Angeles. It was there, and it was referred to the Election Review Committee, which is where it's sitting now. And we were actually supposed to have some decision, I believe, to bring back to the board, even maybe was at this meeting.
Well, how did it get to the National Board? Was it voted on by the PNB in New York?
No, it was not voted by the PNB. It was brought forward by myself as a representing listeners or listening, representing as people. It was just brought. No, it did not go through the local station board and approved and sent up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well,
yes,
I heard a whole list of names of... So this never was voted on by the New York Board and brought to the National Board as a minority report, majority report, or anything?
That's
no, it was
correct.
Not brought to the board.
Mm-hmm.
I think that without that having happened in the first place, even if it was a minority report brought forth by Patty to the National Board, we don't have enough pro and con debate out of New York as to the validity of the allegations that are here.
Well, if I may interrupt for a minute, nine mm-hmm. of these signatories were or are on the LSB in New York. The debate itself is another question. I don't see that having it before the LSB would give us the benefit of much debate, but we can certainly debate the pros and cons right here.
Can I, Carolyn? It's Richard.
Yes, Richard.
Ted, I think if you haven't done this, you need to read the local election supervisor's report on what happened in New York, because they actually come right out and admit they did not have audited lists. So it's a moot point. I mean, it's there. It's a fact. There's nothing to debate about it. The lists were vague and inaccurate, and they did an election without getting them audited first.
Okay, but did they have an audited list in the previous election?
Uh-oh.
If they didn't, are we going to be seating a bunch of people who were not legit and replacing them with, you know, one illegitimate group as opposed to another?
That's basically what it was.
Well, I think the question here is, can this committee recommend as a policy, and can the PNB carry out the policy it was told to implement last time? And that is audit the list.
And then have the election.
And then have the election. I mean, the list must be audited, whether it's by this motion or by this committee's recommendations or by whatever it takes. Those lists are still untouched by human hands in one sense.
Mary Berg here.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree totally with the spirit of it. I do have problems, such as Ted mentioned, if the these members are null and void, then everything they did is null and void. If the previous ones weren't, and if the reason is that it wasn't audited, then the actions of the P&B might, I mean, it seems to be a can of worms to say if all those members are rendered null and void, and then you might affect some of the votes or actions that were taken in 2004 as well as 2005, and this is a dilemma that I didn't really, the only thing I can, I think we have to mandate that these lists be audited, at the unpaid staff lists be audited at all the stations, but all the staff lists in case they're not. Of course, the paid ones, they have a payroll, so I presume that's not a problem as far as, I mean,
actually,
that's
a problem with BAI.
But, well, there, if there are additional problems at BAI, and I think that that's probably the case, so that would, in any case, I'm just saying I think there needs to be an audit, but whether if we hold an election and declare everything up to that point illegitimate or null and void, I have a problem with, because the next election would come up in 2006, or is that true? When are these members going to, when are their terms up? I thought everybody's terms were up in 2006.
Nope.
As of
no,
now.
Mine's
no,
not.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's, I guess, maybe not.
The ones that were just elected won't be.
That's right,
yeah.
They won't be. So that was a mistake in the bylaws, too, because that was supposed to not be staggered this way. Okay. Well,
no, it's probably
that's staggered. My idea, anyway. I think we have to insist that the staff lists be audited, but I just don't, I think we need to find another way of, I don't know that we can hold another election at this late date. As Richard had pointed out, if it had happened right away, meanwhile, actions have happened.
Let me ask you this, if I might. This is Melinda.
Melinda. Mm-hmm.
Because I remember last year when we were going over the previous election, when we've been talking about the previous elections. So if I understand correctly, whereas the previous election, it was a question of the volunteers, because the list just kind of disappeared. Whereas this year, there's a question regarding the staff elections.
The unpaid staff, right?
Unpaid
or
staff.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Well, I know we had a problem ourselves in Houston, and poor Bobby had to take a full week, if not close to 2 weeks, off of his duties because, unfortunately, and that's something maybe we ought to look at this on a Pacific and national level. Unfortunately, at KPFT, somebody had dropped the ball as far as keeping up with who all the unpaid staff members were, and poor Bobby had to go over every bit of the records because they had people that were on the list that hadn't even seen the inside of that studio for over a year.
Well, this is Carolyn, and if you did that, you're way ahead of what we did at BAI, because that's what should have been done and was not. At BAI, if you look at the supervisor's report, and you know you can't make this stuff up,
right.
They simply accepted the list that was handed to them, knowing that it had not been vetted, and it was not. It was done on the honor system, which
damn.
Was a disaster.
Well, I know Bobby caught on to it pretty fast, and he was really, really upset about the whole thing because he had a lot of duties that he had to shirk aside, and a lot of times he went for days with just very little sleep trying to get it all taken care of, and there was nothing I could do because it had to be done by the supervisor.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at that resolution passed by the PNB last June and July, number 2, it says that the National Election Supervisor shall designate a secure independent audit procedure to verify member database accuracy and compliance with the bylaws, and shall supervise the updating of the subscribers.
Oh, you didn't read it.
Hello? As well as the paid and unpaid staff lists at each station to ensure that the membership roles meet the requirements of the bylaws. And it says that the supervisors and the management staff shall work under the direction of the National Election Supervisor to ensure yada yada. So that was not done. In other words, the local management staff did not work under the direction of the supervisor to create the list or update them or make them as accurate as possible. And that really is
can
what
you shut by chapter and verse where you just read that from? I'd like
yes,
to
yes, I'm sorry. That's
right
the table that I passed out
right.
of the amended resolutions passed by the PNB. in the extended meeting, June 22nd to July 2nd, 2004, and that is number 2 on page 1. I gave those items one-word or two-word titles just to make it easier for us to refer to, and that's the one called audit. The resolution that the election committee says is in the first column, and then the resolution, which really is much more stringent, that was very good, is in the second column, and it passed with 18 yes votes, which is also quite remarkable.
So these are not bylaws, these are resolutions that were passed.
This is a resolution.
I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty hearing.
Is there background?
A lot of background.
Yeah, somebody doing dishes, perhaps?
Hey, not me. No
never way. Touch yourself, right? Somebody's moving around something. Can you mute yourself a little bit, please? Yeah, so that is on the first page, number 2, audit, and that is the resolution by the PNB that was not, the supervisor did not implement it. The ED did not allow him to do that, actually, is how it looked out, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any money allocated for an audit?
I think every station had a budget for the elections, and there was a national budget. I don't think it was specifically earmarked for an audit.
But it was recommended, and some stations did hold their audit, so I think it was not unbudgeted.
It was a partial audit, in which they meant a statistical sample, which was not enough, at least at the AFN.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was an unbudgeted item. I can't recall right now, but I know our committee discussed it. We did have an audit, and it was paid for of the subscription list.
You had an outside firm do it, or?
I believe so. I don't want to. My memory is a little bit fuzzy right this minute, but I will find out what we did here. I just think it wasn't a budget problem. All I'm trying to say right now.
Excuse me, could somebody who is not muted mute your phone, because we're getting a lot of background noise here. I don't know whether it's water or paper or...
Someone is doing dishes. You should all be slobs and not do your dishes until this is done.
Very nice, yes. Thank you.
I want
there we
that.
Go. Okay.
Imitate me, guys. All the dishes are in the sink. Quietly sitting there, stinking.
That's right.
This is LaVarne, and I think I can recall what happened with KPFA on the in terms of the audit of the list or whatever. But I mean, we were doing an audit. I'm not really sure it was employees or not. But I know that I believe the national election supervisor actually paid someone to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The person was supposed to work with our
right.
And to look at the MEMSes, and actually they were to get the report, and we're supposed to work with MEMSes to get that information into MEMSes, and I'm not sure if that ever happened, but it was the National Elections who I believe hired this this outside firm to do this.
That's my recollection too, LaVarne.
I don't believe, however, that any station, they all did a partial audit, whether the local supervisor did it or not, but I think in our case, Caleb Plepner said that he had done it himself, but it was a statistical sample, and it was not a forensic audit. And I think that the bylaws, I mean, this resolution clearly called for a complete audit. So I think we have to look at that a little carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you like to do? Would you like to set up a committee to look at this resolution? Or would we like to... Hello? Somebody's still...
It's going back to it again.
Maybe someone's building a room on to put the dirty dishes in. I'm not.
Ted, this is Ted. I haven't heard from Richard in a while. Is he on the call? Is he?
Yeah, I'm still
noise?
Here.
Uh-huh.
Richard?
Yes.
That's not your background noise, huh?
No, I don't think so. At least
can
not
we,
now.
We'll call and see who might be on the call that... is doing this?
The COVID stops.
This is LaVarne, yeah, it has stopped, so I don't think we need to do any more investigation. But I think that needs to be looked at. I think that's, you know, this is like one of those issues that will, like, you know, without anything done, it'll just repeat itself. In fact, it will, like, worm its way to other stations.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to, like, you know, stop this now and put some process in. So I would be willing to work on that with someone in terms of assessing it.
I'd be happy to work on that, too. It's Melinda.
Oh, cool.
Good.
This is Richard.
A very serious issue.
I guess I have a different view on this, and I think, well, you know, we may not be able to do this, but I think time is really of the essence. This thing should have been gotten to a long time ago, and because of various different reasons, it didn't. And I don't know what's going to happen with it if it gets to the PNB, but I think the concerns that I mentioned at the beginning, other people have commented on, I think if we take out the nullification part of it and just send it up as, you know, given that they didn't have audit list, they should redo the staff mm-hmm. election. And then, you know, if you know, new people get elected, then they take the seats now and things go on as they have with new people in there, and then that's it.
Gary Berg?
I don't know. It just, if we wait another 6 months for this, it's going to be, you know, silly.
Well, Richard, how long would their terms be? And when
they've
would
got
that
3-year
be
terms.
Well,
as if
have,
they were elected before, they'd be the same term. It would be the same cycle.
Okay, so they'd run out whenever the original people ran.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. They'd just be substituted in. I mean, that's what would mm-hmm. have to happen.
And when would
I'm
this
sorry.
Occur?
Actually, I would beg to differ. The reason is because these people, if they came back from if they ran for re-election, they had served a 1-year term, and this time they're serving a 3-year term. So they would still have they just started their 3-year term, and if they got this unfairly, that's not fair to the other folks throughout Pacifica who got their.
You lost me.
Fairly.
No, they wouldn't be serving a 3-year term. They'd just be serving the remainder of who was ever
term. It wouldn't be a new 3-year
term.
These people that are you talking about the original election, or are you talking mm-hmm. about those who just recently ran?
The only thing this deals with is the last election.
Well, they have a 3-year term because the last year election ran for a 3-year term.
No, I understand that, but I don't understand what that has to do with your point.
Well, my point is that if this person got this election in a manner that's not fair,
then they're off. Then if they get reelected, if they don't get reelected,
but
then,
they have 3 years,
then they're out.
Well, actually, they don't have 3 years because we're 6 months into this year, so they have 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Now,
okay.
And the election wouldn't happen until the end of this year, so they, in practice, it might not even be 2-year terms.
Yeah.
Well, LeVar and Melinda and Richard, would you like to write up a little recommendation mm-hmm. for us for the next
sure.
meeting? On
sure.
This?
Great.
Together?
Sure.
Richard, is that all right?
What?
Would
what?
You and would LeVar, Melinda, and Richard like to write up something for us to consider at the next meeting, either an explanation or a recommendation or a motion?
Why don't we email back and forth about that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you figure
okay.
that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see the point. I think either we send it back to the PNB to decide whether there's going to be another election or we don't. We know it's established fact they did not have an audited list. That violated the rules. They shouldn't have done it. They did it. That was wrong. I can tell you absolutely if that was probably put before a court a few months ago with some evidence to show that had it been done right, it might have changed because somebody lost by a very little bit, let's say, they would have said you got to have a new election. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
So the real issue is the PNB going to decide to have a new election given that if we wait till, you know, the September-October meeting to do this, I mean, what's the point?
I think Richard's right. I would tend to agree on that.
I would accept that we don't have a quorum tonight, and most of you have not read the entire WBI Election Rescue Act, which is 8 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So may I suggest that you know, you read it and get together and bring back a motion. If we all agree with Richard, that's fine. Let's put it in a motion and on it.
Or if there's a different opinion, this is Mary Burke, if there's a different opinion, I think it would be good to have the write-up, Carolyn, that you suggested.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're not making any motion, but I have problems with sending it back to the PNB. If we're the bunch that should have some recommendations for how this should proceed. And if we just throw up our hands and say, well, here, you guys deal with it, somehow I'm not comfortable with that. I think we should go ahead and tackle it, even though all the problems mm-hmm. that have been stated, everything Richard said is true and so on. Mm-hmm. But we have to come to some, what do we really think should happen and what is realistic? What can happen without being a can of worms? I think we have to take it on. I'm saying that because I didn't volunteer to do it. Well, I did volunteer to do other stuff.
I would still like to see something in writing from both mm-hmm. sides, three sides, whatever.
I would, too.
I would appreciate that very much. If people could come back in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that all right with you?
This is Ted. I'm concerned that there's a PND meeting next weekend in Berkeley, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if we delay on this, I mean, I'm not sure I want to go forward, but delay on this, then we're really putting it off to the September National Board meeting unless they're going to discuss this in a conference call, which
well, they
I
could.
Think is a very bad way to go about doing it.
I don't know why they couldn't.
Oh, well, it's almost inevitable that these things will get discussed on a conference meeting, Ted. I don't think we can avoid that.
But it's not going to happen at this meeting. Even if we had a quorum and could pass a resolution, we probably wouldn't be able to ram it through.
Okay, mm-hmm. I just want to raise one other concern, and that is that I don't know if New York is unique or if it's typical. I don't know if proper audits were conducted in the four other signal areas or not.
Well, that's part of what we'd have to find out.
Well, once again, I hate to repeat myself, but take the time to go through all of those reports, both the national and local supervisors, and I think you'll see who conducted the audits and who did not.
Yeah, it's in there. I can't I can't quote it, but
they're
I know.
They're all in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've disposed of that item. We'll look for it then in 2 weeks if that's all right. Patty, do you want to add anything to that, Patty Heffley? She's off the
call. She must have just got off.
Yeah. Now, the next item was the July meeting date. When do we want to meet in July?
This sort of a time seems to be good. I mean, there's nobody... Oh, well, there was a conflict with tonight, was it? But there's usually not. I don't know.
I'm afraid Sunday nights are pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with it. This is Ted.
Ted? Are you there?
This is Ted. Last Sunday in July is good for me.
The last Sunday in July? That's a long way to go.
That's a long time.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I'm good any Sunday night in July, except for probably the July the 3rd.
Well, let's make it... You said 2 weeks, Carolyn.
Well, our next meeting is June 26th.
So then 2 weeks... Okay, that's right. So two weeks...
2 weeks from that...
After that...
July 10th.
How about that?
About the 10th.
Yeah. Is the summer weekend a cool way? Would we be better off trying a Monday?
I think there seems to be... I don't know. We have to look at that damn calendar.
This is Lauren. The problem with Mondays is even when I schedule election committee meetings, the PNB, when they schedule meetings over mine.
Oh, right. They have their meetings on Monday. I knew there was something.
Oh, okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Lauren, do you think Sundays would be better?
Sundays are fine with me. We just need to try to, make it 2 hours at the max. And then, I mean, this is a good time. I mean, it's kind of relaxing and still summer, so I can still go out.
Well, there's Sunday the 10th, which is 2 weeks, or there's the following is the 17th.
Well, if we said 2 weeks.
That would be the 10th.
Yeah, why not?
Is that all right with everyone, Sunday the 10th?
Mm-hmm. My only issue would be it would conflict with the Sopranos, but they repeat.
They repeat. Okay, well, some of us have cable, and so there's a discrimination going on. So I expect you send us a video so we can all watch it, you know. Those cable-less people here.
Is this time good for everybody, 5 Pacifica and 8 Eastern?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, fine.
What was that? Wait a minute.
5 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacifica time on Sunday, July 10th. Is that all right for everybody?
Sunday, July 10th. I may be out of town, but I don't know yet. So.
But you can have a phone.
Yeah, well. Sunday, July, I may be on vacation and not wanting to be on a phone. July 10th. Mm-hmm. What time? 5 p.m. East Pacific time?
Yeah, Pacific time.
Vacation's not a good excuse.
No, I think it's not a good excuse.
I only take those once about every 4 years. So.
Oh, well, come on. Such a wimp. Such a wimp. Yeah, really. Come on.
Well, nobody else is meeting on Sunday the 10th. I'm looking at the calendar.
Oh, cool. Well, it's
and
fine with me.
And the affiliates is for Monday. But of course, you can't count on that.
Yeah, the Mondays get filled up, I think. I don't know. It works for me. Let's see.
All right, let's make it the 10th, and I'll take a little... There's so many people not on the call.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And confirm it within a few days of
post. Okay.
And I put down the agenda for the June 26th meeting, but I think we have all the passwords. We pretty much decided what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will summarize what we agreed to already. That's all right.
Sounds good.
Right. All right. Any other business? I can't believe we're finished. In our
I can't either.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that I'll lie to Wendy and I'll tell her I volunteered for half of the committees.
I think that's great. I
and she won't know any better.
Vote. I think that's great, Melinda. Yeah, go, girl, go. I'll never tell.
Ted Woods, I can't.
Oh.
All right, very good. Any other issues that we've forgotten or last-minute things to bring up? No. Well, all right then. I think we've done very well. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here.
Yeah.
And I will write to you, and we'll get the minutes, and we'll get some notes and action items. I'll remind you of what we agreed to do.
Great.
And I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Hey, Carolyn, would you send me an email with the address so I can make sure I get my ballot out?
To send you what?
The email address, the address where I need to send my card out. I didn't get it out.
Your
ballot.
Oh, yeah.
My address. Okay,
you want Lauren's address. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Lauren. Yeah, I have about two more things to type up on the minutes, and I have my address in it, so I'll put it out.
I appreciate that.
So we'll see it sooner or later. Okay,
and so I'll send it to LaVarne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, send it to LaVarne. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's right. Some of you have not sent in your ballot yet. I just sent mine.
I
sent my third class.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay, it'll
you.
Be 3 weeks now.
Forget you.
I left out the candidate statement.
Wait a minute.
Right.
I have
you left out the names of anybody.
Right. Did you mail it to a friend on the East Coast to mail it back to me?
Right.
No,
did you have the SEIU send it out of their own envelope like we got here?
Reinstitute the Pony Express.
Leave it on Funkin' Wagnall's back porch.
Hey, that's a good one.
Many years of listening to Johnny Carson.
Oh,
now,
okay.
We're going to do much better next year, folks.
We got to.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody off?
I'm still here. About ready to push my button.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.